There has never been as much controversy over a figure such as our Lord, and probably never will be. You don't see theologians in any other culture fighting and obsessing and researching any of the other messengers as they do with Jesus. This is because the Christian church from the beginning was so flawed. As stated earlier, so many factions with their own interpretations did so much infighting that it caused schisms that have not been repaired to this day. The New Testament and the Bible were not put together until almost 300 years after Christ's supposed death and crucifixion, and experts say that at least 27, and in some cases, some claim over 40 books were not included that should have been. Who did the picking and choosing of what should be in the Bible and what should not? The early Christian church. Before we can understand the works, life, and individual known as Jesus Christ, we first have to understand the sources from which the information comes about him. If someone tells you a story about something or someone, do you not want to know if the story is true? Do you not want to verify the truth and consistency of the information given in the story? Science certainly does. It's called proof. If you don't ask for proof, you are basically accepting hearsay and trusting that the teller of the story is honest and truthful and is in actuality telling the truth. It is here that we run into a big problem. For man and his penchant for embellishment and fabrication and downright lies comes into play. Let me try to explain this logically and objectively. Try to picture yourself in the time of the early Christian church. We have this fledgling religion that is essentially being put forth by word of mouth by 12 apostles and a few others. They travel to areas of Judea and different lands and countries and preach the words of Jesus Christ. As converts to the new religion take place, its members quickly become a mixture of different races, ethnic groups, and cultures with various backgrounds of other religions in existence at the time. The early church soon finds itself divided into several main factions. The Pauline Christians, who follow the teachings of Paul, the self-proclaimed apostle who never met or was an eyewitness to any part of Christ's life, the Jewish Christians, who follow the teachings and leadership of Christ's brother James, the Gnostic Christians, who combine Christianity with the theories of Gnosis, mainly from Egypt and Persia, and lastly, other Christians who follow the basic teachings of Peter and some other disciples, and who are quickly assimilated into the faction of Pauline Christians after the death of Peter. These factions are almost immediately at odds with each other. Pauline Christians hold firm to their pronounced beliefs that Jesus was divine and the Son of God incarnate, that he died on the cross for our sins, and that 40 days after his crucifixion he ascended into heaven. Jewish Christians, who included many of Christ's relatives, were led by James, had their headquarters in Jerusalem, and held firm in their beliefs that Jesus was not a divine Son of God, but a messenger or prophet from God. And that belief is because he survived the crucifixion and died a natural death later. Now, who would know the truth about his death if not his relatives? They also firmly still believed in Judaic laws and customs, and integrated Christ's teachings into their Judaic teachings. Gnostic Christians believed in the divinity of Jesus as a special messenger from God, and that his teachings were divine. They also believed that he did not die on the cross, and they did not believe in the ascension. They did not subscribe to Judaic laws and teachings, and instead utilized Christ's teachings to augment those of Gnosis and the ancient mysteries. The battle was on for control of the early Christian church and would last for several centuries. The outcome was a foregone conclusion, however, for several reasons. Pauline Christianity had its seat of power in Rome and was greatly influenced by Roman domination of the world at the time. Jewish Christianity had its power in Jerusalem and was greatly influenced by Judaism and the occupation of Israel by Rome. Gnostic Christians had no real power base, were mainly in Egypt and Persia, and reached only to a limited number of people because their teachings appealed mainly to scholars and learned men,